听力课堂，听 class.com。
Our final group is called The More Things Change, The More They Stay the Same.
We'll be covering words that describe things that change and things that stay the same, or at least some related issues.
Let's start with The More Things Change. Our first word in this subgroup is mercurial. It's easy to remember because it's derived from the name of the Greek god Mercury, who of course moved very quickly.
A person with a mercurial personality is one who changes rapidly and unpredictably from one mood to another. Mercurial means emotionally unpredictable or rapidly changing in mood.
Mercurial Helen was crying one minute, laughing the next. Anyone who is unpredictable or typically irregular can be described as mercurial. Also, think of mercury in a thermometer, which goes up and down depending on the weather. Helen's mercurial moods were as changeable as the weather.
Take the root morph, which means shape, and add the prefix meta, which means about or change, and you get metamorphosis, which means, quite literally, any magical change in form, or, more figuratively, a sudden or striking change.
For example, when the magician passed his wand over Eileen's head, she underwent a bizarre metamorphosis. She turned into a hamster.
That is bizarre. No less than Damien's metamorphosis from college student to Hollywood superstar. Now that was unreal. And furthermore, to undergo a metamorphosis is to metamorphose. That's the verb form.
As in, no matter how hard he tried, the accountant was unable to metamorphose the losses into gains. The same goes for Alexander, who tried in vain to proselytize me to his twisted cult of the sun-worshipping devil bat.
To proselytize is to convert from one religion or doctrine to another. For instance, the former Buddhist had been proselytized by a Baptist minister.
I have a friend who's a socialist, and she's always proselytizing me, trying to convince me to vote her party's platform.
Well, I trust you're not capricious enough to consider doing such a thing.
No. Caprice has never been one of my more salient characteristics. Capricious, you sly devil, means unpredictable or likely to change at any moment. It's the adjective form of the noun caprice, which is a whim.
Bill, you know Bill, is very capricious. One minute he said his favorite car was a Chevy Caprice. The next minute he said it was a Camaro. Here's another. The weather in New York is often capricious. One minute it's snowing, the next it's 120 degrees in the shade. Capricious is quite closely related to mercurial.
Oh well, being capricious, I feel like moving on to the next word. To qualify something is to modify or restrict it. Susan qualified her praise of Jack by saying that her kind words applied only to his skillful cooking and not to his deplorable lack of personal hygiene.
Needless to say, Jack was upset by Susan's qualification. I know I would be. Last one. The library trustees rated their fundraiser a qualified success, while many more people than expected showed up. Virtually no money was made.
An unqualified success is a complete, unrestricted success. Now what about vicissitude? The vicissitudes of the stock market were too much for Penny. She decided to look for more stable kinds of investments that she could count on.
That covers it rather nicely. A vicissitude is a change in fortune or an upheaval. Here's another. The vicissitudes of the local political machine were such that one could never quite be certain whom one was supposed to bribe.
The vicissitudes of life in New York, I think, are grossly understated by Suzanne. She says life is stable, but judging from what I hear from people who have recently visited, things can change very quickly in that town.
I saw a movie about New York, and it seems there were a lot of transient people there. That's an easy word to remember because it sounds like what it means. Those people don't stay in one place for a long time.
Right. Anything can be transient if it changes location often or is just plain temporary. The transient breeze provided some relief from the summer heat, but we were soon perspiring again when it stopped.
Our jobs as voiceover artists for this recording series are transient. As soon as we finish, we'll be out of work again. But at least we'll have each other.
Well, you can't be too sure. The vicissitudes of life might prove our relationship more transient than we currently imagine. If I go to New York, I may never see you again.
Next word. You seem to be wavering about whether or not to go to New York. You're vacillating.
You're right. To vacillate means to waver or to be indecisive. Tyler vacillated about buying a new car. He couldn't decide whether to buy one or not.
Let's do a quick review, and then we'll cover the words in a brief speech.
Right. Mercurial.
Emotionally unpredictable, rapidly changing in mood.
Metamorphosis.
A magical change in shape or a striking change.
Proselytize.
To attempt to convert someone from one religion or belief to another.
Capricious.
Whimsical, quick to change one's mind or stance.
Vicissitude.
A great upheaval or natural change.
Qualify.
To modify, change, or restrict.
Transient.
Temporary, not staying for a long time.
Vacillate.
To waver back and forth, to be indecisive.
All right. Are we ready for our next visitor? Meet award-winning set designer David Solomon.
I wasn't always certain that I wanted to be a set designer. For a long time, I wavered back and forth. I vacillated between wanting to be a set designer and wanting to be a meat packer. I think I made the right choice because I enjoy changing the look of a stage. It's like magic. With very little money, I can metamorphose a dark theater into any setting imaginable. I can give you a simple American living room or suggest the whole of Paris. I strive for perfection. Sometimes, when I'm not satisfied with my work, I'll strike an entire set and start over. Hence, I've been accused of being not quite emotionally reliable, even mercurial. But if people think I'm bad, they should get a load of the directors. They're the whimsical, capricious types who can never stick with one decision for long. No, no, let me be fair. I should qualify that remark. They're not all that bad. The big drawback to my life is that I must travel from town to town and theater to theater, a very transient lifestyle. I have a good friend who's a lawyer in Baltimore. He's always trying to convince me to settle down and get a real job. He also knows I'm no easy convert. Better people than he have tried to proselytize me about my career choice, and all have failed. Despite all the hardships of working with difficult directors and the vicissitudes of life on the road, I still love my career.
And now, the other half of "the more things change, the more they stay the same." These words will be about things that don't change, that stay just as they are.
Okay, let's begin with static, and I don't mean electricity. As an adjective, it means stationary, not changing or moving. Here's an example. Sales of the new book soared for a few weeks, then became static. They stopped moving altogether.
How about your relationship with your father has been woefully static for the last 10 years or so? Nothing's changed, and you still haven't forgiven him.
Why, that's right. Aren't you sweet to remember? Our relationship is in a state of torpor. Torpor is sluggishness, inactivity, or even apathy. For instance, after consuming the guinea pig, the boa constrictor fell into a torpid sleep that lasted several days. To be in a state of torpor is to be torpid.
Poor pig. My old math teacher tried to reduce the torpor of his students by poking them with an electric cattle prod. It was too late, though. His laborious teaching already had us in irreversible comas.
It's a miracle that you're with us today, especially since you are all so torpid. It must have been the fact that you're so tenacious. You refused to give up on life.
I was. I was persistent, stubborn, and I didn't let go. And that's just what tenacious means. Listen, the foreign student's tenacious effort to learn English won him the admiration of all the teachers at his school.
Or, the ivy growing on the side of our house was so tenacious that we had to tear down the house to get rid of it.
That ivy and that foreign student both showed great tenacity. To be tenacious is to have tenacity. Time for another word, immutable. Immutable means, quite simply, unchangeable. It's easy to remember. If you mutate something, you change it. If you can't mutate something, it's immutable, unchangeable.
Jerry's mother, for instance, had only one immutable rule: no dancing on the dinner table. Another: the statue of the former principal looked down upon the students with an immutable scowl. He was, after all, a statue.
Both mutable and immutable come from the Latin root meaning change. So do mutation and mutant, but we won't even go near those. Instead, let's try doctrinaire. A doctrinaire supporter of manned space flights to Pluto would be someone who supported such space flights, even though they are virtually impossible to do.
So, doctrinaire means inflexibly committed to a doctrine or theory without regard for its practicality.
And I suppose that it can also be a noun. So a person who has doctrinaire views can be called a doctrinaire?
A doctrinaire has very dogmatic views. Dogmatic means arrogantly assertive of unproven ideas. A dogma is a belief. A dogmatic person, however, is stubbornly convinced of his beliefs.
Good. Now let's look at another good one. Stagnation is motionlessness. Inactivity. Many years of carelessly dumping pollutants led to the gradual stagnation of the lake. There is now virtually no life in it.
To fall into stagnation is to stagnate. To be in a state of stagnation is to be stagnant. Despite her extraordinary talents and otherworldly beauty, the aging actress's career appears to be stagnating. She can't seem to get into a hit.
Sad but true. But think, if she holds on, if she can just be steadfast for a little while longer, she'll be okay. To be steadfast is to be unwavering, loyal, and faithful. Steadfast love, for example, rare as it is love that never wavers. To be steadfast in a relationship is to be faithfully committed. Steadfast is like a rock.
Yeah, okay. Enough about steadfast already. You can be so redundant, repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Redundant is unnecessarily repetitive or excessive.
Bill, you remember Bill, already bought paper plates, so our purchase of paper plates was redundant. Our purchase of paper plates was redundant.
And you call me redundant. You're a master of redundancy. The title, Department of Redundancy Department, is redundant. And I think that should just about do it for redundant. Redundant.
Right you are. So before I come after you with a sledgehammer, let's do a quick review of the remains the same words.
Static.
Stationary, not changing or moving.
Torpor.
Sluggishness or inactivity.
Immutable.
Unchangeable.
Tenacious.
Persistent, stubborn, not letting go.
Doctrinaire.
Stubbornly committed to a faith or idea no matter how impractical it may be.
Dogmatic.
Stubbornly assertive of unproven ideas.
Steadfast.
Unwavering, loyal, faithful.
Redundant.
Unnecessarily repetitive, repetitive, or repetitive.
Stagnation.
Motionlessness or inactivity.
And now let's meet Jean Fitzpatrick, a low-level bureaucrat from the Pentagon who'd like to talk about the peace dividend.
I'd like to address the issue of cutting back on the defense budget. Can't be done. Shouldn't be done. Won't be done. Not if I have anything to say about it. You can't change us here at the Pentagon. We're immutable. And we're not going to change our minds, ever. We're not hearing any arguments to the contrary. Call us insistent, stubborn, downright dogmatic, if you like. But I say the Cold War is not over, and I am inflexible on this point, no matter how doctrinaire I may seem. That's what we are. We'll stick to our guns and never waver, steadfast to the end. I personally would rather push the button right now than just let everything come to a standstill just because of a budget cut. I don't plan to let our department stagnate. You can bank on that. I know it looks as if our enemies are now our friends, but don't trust them for a minute. Things haven't really changed. You'd be surprised how static everything actually is. Those communists may look like they're out of power, but I warn you, they are as tenacious as bulldogs. They just won't quit. Just because we no longer have the constant threat of nuclear annihilation keeping us on our toes is no reason to become lazy, sluggish, or torpid. Now, more than ever, we need some get up and go. Now, I don't like to repeat myself, but at the risk of being redundant, the defense cutbacks can't, shouldn't, and won't happen. Thank you.
Now that we've learned all the words from the group The More Things Change, The More They Stay the Same, it's time for one last review. Let's delay no longer. Let's hear those words.
Metamorphosis. A metamorphosis is a magical change of shape or a sudden and striking change. Caterpillars go through a metamorphosis and become butterflies, even though it's not technically magic.
Static. Static is unmoving, unchanging, still. Betsy's love life is static. It never gets any better or worse. It just is. Redundant. Redundant means excessively repetitive. I find John Wayne's performances redundant. In every film, he does the same thing. You see one, you've seen them all.
Mercurial. Someone whose mood changes quickly and unpredictably is mercurial. My boss John is mercurial. He's cheerful one moment, stern the next, then absent-minded after that.
Dogmatic. Someone who is dogmatic doesn't like to change their mind. As my grandmother gets older, she becomes increasingly dogmatic. She still insists I wear a coat and tie when we go into town. Tenacious. Tenacious means stubborn, persistent, not willing to let go. Ticks are tenacious insects.
Qualify. To qualify something is to modify or restrict it. Norman's fantasy of overnight celebrity was qualified by the reality of his persistent anonymity.
Doctrinaire. Doctrinaire means stubbornly committed to even the worst ideas, or, and this is a good mnemonic device, doctrine. My dog is doctrinaire about her incessant desire to eat everything in sight.
Vicissitude. A vicissitude is a great upheaval or change in fortune. The band's career endured many vicissitudes, including the marriage of the drummer and the loss of the lead singer's voice. Proselytize. To proselytize is to try to convert someone to another set of beliefs or religion. Hare Krishnas are famous for their tireless ability to proselytize non-believers about their faith.
Immutable. Immutable is unchangeable. The tides, the sunrise and the sunset, death and taxes, all these are immutable facts of life.
Capricious. Children are naturally capricious. They are given to their own whims and change their minds frequently.
Torpid. Torpor is sluggishness, inactivity, and apathy. After living in New York City long enough, the fear, excitement, and energy that people first feel when they move there inevitably gives way to numbness and torpor. They feel torpid.
Transient. Transient is temporary, not staying in one place for any length of time. Circus performers live transient lives. They never stay put for long and live in trains.
Steadfast. A person who doesn't waver, who is like a rock, is steadfast. Politicians are rarely steadfast. They change to suit the political climate and to win more votes.
Vacillate. To vacillate is to waver and not make a decision. Hamlet, who asked the question, to be or not to be, was famous for his vacillating and the consequences of his indecisiveness.
Stagnate. Stagnate means to stop moving, to become inactive. If you let your brain stagnate for too long, you'll get simple-minded.
Leave it to you to end on an upbeat note.
Well, at least no one will forget what stagnate means. That's the end of the more things change, the more they stay the same.
As always, you should be sure to review the words on the enclosed insert card and memorize their spellings as well as their definitions. Most people have a much easier time remembering and using words consistently if they've written them down at least once.